Okay.
Good morning. Today's shiur is Kiddushin Daf Hey, and we are on Kiddushin Daf Hey. Today's shiur, and this week is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecher Nishma Shalom Bein Tzvi, whose yortzeit is the first day of Yom Tov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay. So the Gemara has been going through now trying to figure out the source for all the different methods of Kiddushin. So now the Gemara talk on the first line on Hey and Allah talks about Minayin she'af b'shtar. So how do we know that you can be mekadesh, a man can be mekadesh a woman, even with a shtar? They talk about what the lashon of af, what do you mean af? But it seems to be a weird lashon, even with a shtar, like it would be less of a reason for a shtar. Okay, anyway, the Gemara says, I try learning that from a kava chomer. V'dinhu, we should learn this from a kava chomer. Uma kesef she'ein motzi, right? A kesef, money, can't be motzi a woman from the rishus of a bayil. You can't divorce a woman by giving her money. I mean, you can give her money to go away, but that doesn't create the chalos of a gerushin, right? That doesn't, the kesef is not motzi machnis, but we learned that kesef can be machnis. You can't do kedushin with kesef. So then shtar, which is motzi, shtar which breaks the relationship, breaks the relationship, ain't odin shemachnis, should be kavachomer, that should be machnis. And the ritual explains, because it's much easier, it's much harder to break the relationship than create the relationship. So if you see something like shtar, which can break the relationship, which is harder to do, to destroy what was already created, if it can destroy it, then kal v'chomer should be able to create it. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. No, there's a different unique aspect by kesef that doesn't apply to shtar, and therefore you can't learn kal v'chomer. What's that unique aspect? Mali kesef shekein poding bo hektes umay shesheni. Hektesh, you can use it to be pulled to Hektesh and Maisha Sheni. If it's Hektesh, short of the Maisha Sheni, you know what? You can take the Kesef, and you can be pulled to it, and the Chalos Kedusha now is on the Kesef, and the Hektesh and the Maisha Sheni goes Lechulin. So Kesef has this unique aspect, which, Tomer Shtar, you have Shtar, Sheim Podimbo Hektesh and Maisha Sheni. You can, Shtar, you can't write it, Machlokas, Rashi and Rashba. You can say with Rashi says, Im Kosov the Gizbar Shtar, Almos Pidyon Hektesh, Ein Hektesh Upodui. You can't write an IOU to Hektesh and say, you know what? Here's the Hektesh. I'm writing you a shtar. I owe you $1,000. Give me the item, and now the item goes to Chulin. That doesn't work. Because the Gemara quotes a pasuk, which doesn't exist as a pasuk, but I guess the idea exists. It's Gemara says the nasav hakesef v'kamla. Only when you give the kesef, that's when it becomes full. So the Tosfos brings down that. Tosas in Shabbos actually says the possibility is in go you go as a sod and matish also be yosef chamish kesef erchav alav v'kam la. So they're just mixing, you know, they're pushing the words of the pasuk together. But still, the idea is that only kesef can be pota. Rashi says, so Rashi said what? That the problem would be that by shtar you can't write an IOU, but to create pigeon. So the Rashba says, the Rashba writes, but by right, Rashba writes in on Apay, he says aval shtar ain't potem bo hekdeshos, and he quotes Rashi. He says, "Peirush Rashi Zal in Kasev Shtar Al Moos Eid Hektish Padoi the Beina V'Nasam Nasav Akesem V'Kamla." He says, "Ein Uchuvar an IOU," right? Meaning that an IOU would have worked, right? The Ein Uchuvar the Bechira Gavna Afil Beishim Yekudeshes. Because why? You can say, let's say you take the same situation. We're trying to learn out from Kiddushin. We're trying to learn out from Kiddushin to Kesef. So we say, "Oh, it wouldn't." If you say, write an IOU, it's not going to work by Hektesh. Rashba says, people hold the Hektesh. Rashba says, it won't even work by Kiddushin. What does an IOU by Kiddushin do? Be Mekadesh me with the money that I will give you, and I'm writing a shtar on it. So the Rashba says, The money I'm going to give you and I'm writing a promissory note to write it. That's not a shtar. So it doesn't work. So Rashi says, it doesn't work by Hektesh, by Pidyon Hektesh. Rashi says, it doesn't work by Kiddushin either. It doesn't work. Shari eno mikatsu b'shtar, el b'mana, umana en eno kan. So that's what he asks. And he brings a raya from Pidyon HaBen, right? If the guy writes, kasa lakomit shu chayv lo hei slaim, chayv litein hei slaim, ubano eno padui. There's no Pidyon HaBen. If you write the IOU to the Kohen, that I'm going to give you. You have to give the money. You can't just write a shtar to give an IOU. So Rashi says, no, what the case is because, right, Mishum Hachi, Nira Li, Lafarish, Malish Star, Shakane, In Podimo Hektatios, Im Kasav Bishtar, Hekesh Apotri. Same thing, you write to say, Hareyat Mikudesh, you write to the Hektesh, Harei Ze Podri, in a star. That was the Havamina. So, I don't know how that would work. But so he says, "Do me the star kedusha." Shekosev lo harei amikudeshesli. Similar to a star kedusha, where he writes harei amikudeshesli in the same way. So you see here that it seems that is that by kedushin, according to the Rashba, by writing a star on writing an IOU won't work. We didn't kedusha kesef according to the Rashba. The Rashi may say, "Yeah, you know, chanami, it would work." It would work by writing an IOU by star kedushin. The Tosafot Choshen brings down that possibility, and they say, "So, what about the raya from Pidgin or Ben?" They say Pidgin or Ben is different. Why? By Pidgin or Ben, the Minchas Kenner brings down in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis in Ozayin, the new Machon Yerushalayim edition. Well, not so new anymore, but in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, he says that what's the difference between Pidgin or Ben and kedushin? By Pidgin or Ben, the second the baby is born, you owe the money. So you wrote a star to the Kohen. What'd you add? You still owe him the money. So you have to actually give him the money. That's what Torah is telling us. You have to give him the money. When you wrote a star to the Kohen that I owe you, that I'm going to owe you the money, you didn't do anything. You already owed him the money. But by Kedushin, maybe you say, you don't have to be Mekadosh this woman. It's not a chiyuv to be Mekadosh this woman. Maybe it's a mitzvah to have Kedushin, but not necessarily with this woman. So if you write an IOU, that might be enough of Hana on her part. And she receives this IOU to be Mekadosh her. So that could be a machlokus between the Rashba and Rashi. Okay. So the Gemara is now. So now we still don't have a raya, a source for what the kedusha shtar is. So the Gemara says, okay, Amakron. The pasuk says one pasuk says v'yosav ha'isa. The full pasuk is v'yotzam ibeiso. She leaves the house for the gerushin. V'holchav ha'isa li'shacher, and she gets married to somebody else. So makish havaya. There's a hekish between havaya, which means going in, which is kedushin, liyitzia to her gerushin. Right, my yitzia b'shtar, just like yitzia is b'shtar with a get. So too, af havaya nami b'shtar. So too, kedushin can be done with a shtar. There's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. How far you take this limud? The Tosfos Rosh asks, well, why don't you just say that so you can have kedushin bal korcha, just like you can have getting bal korcha? He said it's not parallel because it's the makd and the kohenah switch. But other people say, well, maybe you can't write kedush get mechubal karka, so maybe you can't write a shtar kedushin on mechubal karka. Anyway, they go with to see how far you take this comparison. So right now they say that the source for kedusha shtar is from the comparison of v'yotze v'haisa. So the Gemara says, okay, v'akish nami yitzil havayas. Let's work it the other way. Let's compare gittin to kedushin. Ma havaya b'kesef, just like kedushin can be done b'kesef, akitzil b'kesef. So let's allow gittin with kesef also. Here's money you're divorced and you're done with. Harayat megureshes. So Amar Abaye, no. Yomru, people will say, kesef machnis, or kesef motzi, v'sanegur yasakanegur. How can you have the same item? Do opposite things. It's lo yitachin that the same thing that's going to work to be mekadesh is going to work to be divorced. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ihachi star nami. What about a star? The whole source of star is gittin, and so we just say star works by gittin, and now we're proving from Yitzchak Haisa that star works by kedushin. So the Gemara says yomer star motzi v'star machnis v'kadego yasa sanegor. So Gemara says no, it's different by star. Because merely the high star luchud and merely the high star luchud. What's written in this star is different than what's different in, written in that star. It's different staros. It's not the same thing. So Gemara presses on. So hachanami. So too when it comes to the kesef, high kas luchud or high kas luchud. It's not the same money. You look at the serial number. It's different money. So this is just like the star is different. The kesef is different. So now if we say that high star luchud and high star luchud, you should say. We're back to this thought that maybe you can divorce with money. So Gemara says no, tiva miachadu. It's different. Kategos yasa sanego would apply to kesef, but wouldn't apply to star because by kesef it's all kesef. Money's money. The star is a different. It's totally different. There's different stuff in your money. No one looks at the serial number to see what the money is. It's $100. $100. By star, you look at what's written inside the star. They're completely different. It's a completely different animal. What goes in, what brings her out. So by star, you can have one for getting, one for bringing her in, one for bringing her out. But by kesef, it's the same animal. You can't say kategor nasa sanegor. Kesef only applies by kedushin. It can't apply by getting. Now, Rava brings another reason why a woman's not divorced with kesef. Rava amakra, the pasuk says, we'll quote the full pasuk. It says, "Because of law," that's what Gemara says. The pasuk continues, "Sefer krisos v'nasam v'yada v'shilchem ibeso." You have to write it. So it says b'ksiva. It says v'kasev la, and she leaves. Dafka only if you write something for her, which is a shtar, not money. B'ksiva misgareshes ve'ena misgareshes b'kesef. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, fine. So ve'ema b'ksiva, let's just say b'kasev la. Look, ksiva here is talking about by gerushin. Ve'ema, let's just say ksiva misgareshes ve'ena misgareshes b'ksiva. Why are you learning it that way? Just say it says specifically ksiva by gerushin. So only ksiva only works by gerushin, and it won't work, and it won't work by kedushin, and therefore we don't have a raya for shtar. Because if you're learning it from the cost of law seems only in this instance you write a ksiva. So there's no shouldn't be a source for star for a star kiddushin. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. How ksiva, yosav ha'isa. It's for yosav ha'isa. So there's a comparison. You can use yosav ha'isa to tell me that you can write a star by kiddushin as well. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Mari Isa, what are you going here? This is how I think you explained the Gemara. You're using the comparison, the yosav ha'isa, to teach me that you can do kiddushin shtar, but you can also learn the hekesh. You can use the hekesh to teach me that you can learn gerushin kesef. Why are you learning it one way and excluding one thing? It makes sense to do it the other way as well. So the Gemara says, no, mistabra kai begerushin and mai begerushin. It makes sense that a pasuk that has a miut in it, the pasuk's in the din of gerushin, the miut's going to be in what it's talking about. It's going to be in gerushin, right? So mistabra Kai, which is Osek Begerishin, Mimai Begerishin. You're going to Mimai something Gerishin. What's that? Gerishin Kesef. But Kai Begerishin, Mimai Begerishin, bit me up. You're going to be dealing, the pasuk is going to be talking about something Begerishin and it's going to be a miut in Kedushin? No. So there's a Gzereshav and there's a miut. We'll use the miut for what's here, for what's local, and the Gzereshav will apply across the board. So the miut is that there's no Kesef for Gerishin, but the Gzereshav of Yatzva Haisa teaches us that there is Kedushin Shtar. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara says, now Gemara brings another, Gemara's going to bring another lima to teach us that a woman's not divorced with kesef. Ula, and it's going to bring us back to something that we saw in Gittin just a few weeks ago, maybe it's a month ago, I don't know. Well, Rav Yossi Aglili, the upikli lahai krala d'rosh achrina. Rav Yossi Aglili learns the kus of law for a different thing. If he learns the kus of law for a different thing, he can't learn out the kus of law teaches us that it's only star when it comes to Gittin. Right, he says, Rav Yosef leaves obviously the high craw with drasha achrina. She ain't a miskareshes b'kesef minali. How do you know that you can't have gerushin with kesef? He says, I'm a craw sefer krisus, sefer krisus. That's to be a book of krisus, sefer karsa, a book. So a writing divorces her. The ain't davar acher karsa, and then something else, a writing, nothing else divorces her. So the Gemara says, okay, the rabbanon who are remai gerushin kesef from the kesef of law and not from the sefer krisus. High krisus my avdile. What do they do with this word krisus that Rav Yosef Glili was malamed learned that there's no gerushin kesef? So they say mibayli dover lekoros beinol veino. No, sefer krisus means it has to be something that's completely separated. It's her from him. There can't be anything linking. She can't still be connected to him. Kiddusayin. We learn in a brisa. He says hareze gitech amanach lo tish diayin forever. This is your get on condition that you don't drink wine ever. Or amanach lo teichu levas avich leolam. Or you never go to your father's house. Aims at krisus. This is in krisus because her entire life she has to live a certain way. It's not a complete separation. But if he just says kosh loshim yom, 30 days, then hareiz the krisus. That's a krisus. She's divorced immediately. She just can't. She has to be mekayin the tanai. So that's what they learn from krisus. The Gemara asks, okay. So Rav Yosef Aglili, who you learn krisus, right? That to be my gerushin kesef. How do you learn this whole thing? It has to be dover koris min olaveno. He says mikoris krisus not kanafkale. It doesn't say. It should have said sefer koris. It says sefer krisus. The language you can learn both. You can learn two things. All right, so Rabbanan want you to do that. Rabbanan koris krisus lamashmalo. Koris krisus is just a lashon. They don't. That's always how you end one of these discussions. He learns it from one extra diuk, and they don't mekayim that diuk. Okay, so therefore you see that Kedushei Shtar is learned out from the Gzereshav of Yatzav Ha'isa, and there's no Gerushin with Kesef for three reasons, potentially three reasons. The last reason is Rav Yosef Glili, who says that it's Krisus, it has to be Sefer Krisus. One, the other thing that we said was the Kus of Law, and the first one was Abayim, which is Kategor Nasa Sanegor. So that's going back 3-2-1. Three reasons. Anyway, you have three reasons that there's no gerushin with kesef, and there is but Yatzav Ha'isa teaches that there is kedushei shtar. So now the Gemara says, okay, going back to kinyan kedushin. Okay, we learned out each There was Kesef, Shtar, Bia. Each one had its own limud. So Gemara says, why did you have to leave all three? Why couldn't you just learn two and learn the third one out from it? Like, oftentimes you do that. So he says, Chade mechade lo asya, but tesi chade mitarte. Learn one from two. So Gemara says, okay, which ones? Ha tesi. Which one kinyan we learn from two? So let's say, lo nichlav rachman na bishtar. Let's just say that only says, kedushe kesef ubiya. Don't write shtar. Vitesi mehanach, and learn from the other two. So we say, no. Ma'la hanach. Kesef and Bia have a unique characteristic that doesn't apply to Shtar, which is what? Shekein Hanah Samaruba. There's a lot of Hanah. When you get money, there's a lot of Hanah. The Maisa Bia is pleasurable. So, but by Shtar, what's the Hanah that you get? You get a piece of paper that has some words on it? There's no Hanah on it. So you can't learn it out. So Gemara says, okay, Lo Nikla Rachmana Bia. Don't write Bia, but Tesi Mehanech. I'll learn it out from Kesef and Shtar. I say, no, you can't. There's a unique characteristic that's similar only to Kesef and Shtar. What's that? Malo Hanah Shekein Kinyon in Maruba. Kesef and Shtar is used Kol Torah Kula for other kinyanim. Bia is never used for kinyan anywhere else, so you wouldn't be able to learn it. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So Lo Nichtav Rachmana Kesef. Don't learn Kesef. It tastes mehanech. I learn that kedusha Kesef from Shtar and Bia. You say no. Again, Shtar and Bia have a unique characteristic. Malah Hanach Shekein Yeshlan Bar Karcha. Shtar and Bia, there is a concept of using a Shtar and having Bia Bal Karcha, which is what Shtar Bal Karcha is a get. And be a bal karcha by a yibum or by you can just do a bal karcha and it still works. So the concept of bal karcha exists by those two ideas, but it doesn't exist by kesef. You can't give somebody kesef. People ask, what about the concept of tluv v'zovin, and you give them the money? So they say, if you hang him up, they say, hey, I'm buying this from you, point a gun to his head, I'm buying this to you, and here's the money. So it's also to do that, but we say the kinyan is kinyan, it's kinyan is chal, because he's getting something from it, so it's not really bal karcha in the end, that's what he wanted to do. It's a whole sugi to talk about. But still, you see that you can't learn one from the other two. So he says, V'chi teima kesef nami, as the Gemara says, wait a second, I'll bring you a case that kesef will work bal korcha, right? Ki teima kesef nami bal korcha, but amavriya, where a father sells his young daughter, not according to her das, and not by her own das, and now she's married to the guy, and he gets kesef. It's bal korcha. So he says, no, be'ishas milo ashkechan. The Gemara says, by ishas, we don't have, by actual real marriage, we don't have a case of bal korcha. Tosos says that he brings down his shekein yishna bal korcha. He says, it's in the middle of the third line, v'omer rabbeinu tam, kevin da'av v'makom bitokai. Since when you have a, by the amma, when the daughter's a katana, the father's a stand-in for the daughter. So we're only concerned about his das. Ein zeh choshev bal korcha kevin shehu midaito shel av. The father wanted to do it. It's midaito shel av. So that's not bal korcha anymore, because the Rabbeinu Tam is viewing these situations with the katana as being the father is the one that's standing. She's just an appendage, I guess, of the father. So if he wants to do it, that's not bal korcha anymore. It depends on who you're focusing on, whose will. Okay. So that's over there. Now the Gemara is going to talk about chuppah. So there's a. Mar is going to ask Amar Rav Huna, right? Chuppah kona. There's a fourth way to do kiddushin, and that's chuppah. What is chuppah? Major machlokas all across the board. Ashkenazim rechoshes haladim. Chuppah is either could be the bedekin putting a veil over a face. Yotzebi hinuma. Tosos says in Yoma. The Rambam says you bring her into Rambam Ishus Perak Aleph Lacha Aleph and Lacha Vav. The chuppah is that you bring her into her house and there's yichud. There's others that say you just bring her into the base chasanim. Doesn't necessarily have to be yichud, but you bring her into your own domain. And then there's other Ramah brings down. That's why we have the canopy. We think of the chuppah as the canopy. But nevertheless, the three potential things for the chuppah. So we have there's bedekin. If the bedekin, the chuppah, and the yichud room that we Ashkenazim use to make for chuppah for nisuin. And halach lemaisa, it's brought down that the husband and wife should have kavana for nisuin in all three stages, because each one could be the nisuin. There's a machlokas between most people and Reb Chaim says that Salvechik wrote a hesped for his uncle called Mado Dech Midod, and in one of the footnotes over there, it's not as famous as Cowling Products, but there's a footnote number four. It's not footnote number six, but the lawyer gets it. Footnote number four in there, he says that Reb Chaim says that you don't need Edus for Nisuin. But a lot of everyone else, and the Rav himself was machbit to have Edim for Nisuin. What? That's a different chumrah. That's a Rav Rosenzweig chumrah, and my Mesach Kedusha of David Kfiat from the Mir also had that chumrah. I just said that on Shabbos. Okay, I said it on Shabbos. Okay. It wasn't on tape. Now it's on tape. So Amar Rav Huna, he says, Chuppa Kona. Chuppa is Kona. Mi Kal V'Chomer. To be Kona from Kal V'Chomer. From what? Well, what's the Kal V'Chomer? That Chuppa should be Kona. And also, there's a machlokes, when we say Chuppa Kona, what does that mean? Three possibilities. Chuppa Kona, and therefore it does Kiddushin and Yisun in one shot. It all does, you do Chuppa, and then you're married completely. Chuppa Kona means that you did Chuppa, and now you have Nisuin, and now you have to do Chuppa again. Right? Or does it mean that Chuppa is Kona only after you did a different form of or it means that Chuppa is Kona, no, it's two things. Chuppa Kona the whole thing, or you do Chuppa and you have to do another Maisa for Nisuin. Does the Kona only mean everything? Does the Kona mean everything? So Rav Huna says that Chuppa is Kona. So my chokes whether we pass like Rav Huna also. So Chuppa Kona, mi Kal V'Chomer. What would be the Kal V'Chomer? Uma Kesef She'eino Machal Truma. If you give Kiddushei Kesef to a you're a Kohen, the woman cannot eat, a woman who's Neskacha the Kohen with Kiddushei Kesef, she doesn't eat with Truma until she goes into the Chuppa. Nevertheless, Kona, the Kesef is strong enough to bring it to make the Kinyon. Chuppa She'machalos with Truma. So Chuppa, once you do Chuppa, she can't eat Truma. So Eino Din She'tikna. So of course it should do the first step, stage one. I just don't understand all these Havimines, because Kiddushin, and the Rav in that piece of Madad Echmedov also explains, Kiddushin and Nisun are like, they're two different animals. One's a kinyan, and one's a metaphysical bringing somebody into the relationship. So I don't understand what the comparison, the Kal V'Chomer, one's more Kal, one's more Chomer. I think it's more apparent in the next Kal V'Chomer they try to do. I still don't understand what the Kal V'Chomers are, because Kal V'Chomer means one's Kal, one's Chomer. I don't understand why one's Kal, one's more less Chomer. They're two different things. It's like, just because I draw, I mean, just whatever. We'll see further. I'll ask the question again. Okay, so he says, no, it can't be. That can't be the case. Is it really true that kesef, if you makadish a woman with kesef, she can't eat truma? V'ha'amar Ula says, Dvar Torah, arusa basi Yisrael, ochel es v'truma. We didn't read that right. So she can eat truma after kiddushin. Right? Right? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'kohen kiyik nefesh kinyan kaspo. As long as it's a kinyan kaspo, then it says, yochlu b'lachmo. We can eat the truma. So therefore, v'hai kinyan kaspo. And this woman is a kinyan kaspo. So, Kinyan Kaspo is a very, very, sounds like a very derogatory language. Rav Rosenzweig explains that when we talk about Kinyan, Kinyan doesn't mean actually a purchase and an own. Kinyan means a change. Kinyan means just simply means a change of status. Kinyan, by definition, means a change of status. I buy something, it changes its status from being yours to mine. So too with the woman. We talk about Kinyan by a woman, by Kedushin. He says it means a change of status. She went from Pnuya to a Kedusha, to someone who's married. So you see, it's the change of status, now it belongs to the husband. She can eat Truma, right? Umatam Omru Enochas. The Rabbanan, only the Rabbanan she can't eat Truma. Gzeira Shema Yimzula Kos. Maybe they'll give her Kos, the base of in her father's house, but Tashkena Lachel Achosea. And she'll give it to her non-Kohen brother and sister. So to the Rabbanan, we say that an Arusa can't eat truma, but merely deraisa. Arusa can eat truma. So what's the Kal V'Chomer here? Kesef he can eat truma. Someone says, okay, no. Elapar Chachi. This is the Kal V'Chomer. Ma Kesef she'enu gomer. Kesef which can't finalize. The two stages. So Kesef who can't do stage two of the Nisuin, Kona can do stage one. Chuppa she'gomeris, but Chuppa which can do stage two, enu din she'nikne. Kal V'Chomer should be do stage one. This I don't understand. Well, so you say we have a building, and we say that since you can use reeds on the first on the second floor, Kal V'Chomer can use reeds on the second floor. No, the only reason why you can use reeds on the second floor is because you have the builder would tell me it's because you have a strong support on the bottom on the first floor. I don't understand what it means that it's two different. I don't know, Menachem, you hear my question? It's two. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Right. So Chuppa is stage two. It's accomplishing a different. The only reason why Chuppa would work is because it's a stage one. So don't tell me Chuppa works without stage one. What's the Kal V'Chomer? I don't know. Not my question. Dovid Miller asked the question. So he gave two shiurim worth. It was 10:30 at night, and the cooker was in the oven, so wasn't happening. Okay, and he has a whole mahalach where he tries to say a little bit that, and I didn't understand it, that this whole thing is only talking about kedusha of a katana. And he tries to go do something like that. Because Rashi, you know, said it before, and also there's a Tosafot Yezakan that says over here, Dafka, we're talking about Kedusha Katana. So he tries to explain it, that's what it is. I didn't, it's on the YU website. I'm not going to have time to listen to it.
Kesef is very limited.
So Kesef is limited. Kesef is limited.
It can only do one of the two.
Right. So it's very, very limited. Yes, but it can accomplish one.
Only one.
Right. So chuppah, which only can accomplish two, can accomplish one.
Can accomplish both.
But we don't know that. We're trying to learn it out from a Kal Vachomer. Oh, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. Let's go weiter. So the Gemara says, no, we have a peer. I'll tell you that there's no Kal Vachomer. Malach Kesef, there's a unique aspect by Kesef. Malach Kesef, Shekein Podim Bo Hektashis and Maisa Sheni. By Kesef, the reason why it can do stage one is because it has a unique status. You can be Podim Bo Hektashis and Maisa Sheni with it. The Gemara says, okay, I'll prove to you that Chuppah can work from a Binyanah. We're going to compare it. What about Bia? So Bia Tuchiyach. So he says, no, Malabiya Shekin Kona Bi Yavama. A Bia has a Mila that it can be Kona with a Yavama, where Kesef and Chuppah doesn't work by a Yavama. So he says, Kesef Yuchiyach. Oh, go back to Kesef. So, the Chazar Adin, Lo Rizev, what's the side of Shavash Abraham between Kesef and Bia? That Konin Ba'alma, that in other places they can be Kona, Bikonin Khan, and they can be Kona Khan. Afaniya vi Chuppah, so too, I'll bring Chuppah, that can be the same thing. Shekona ba'alma, because it does make kinyanim. Which why? How does it do that? It makes her nesua, and therefore now he's yorisher, and he's made, and the husband's made in the darim. Ve'konikan, and so too, it should be konikan to make her to do stage one. So the Gemara says, no, don't tell me that the tzara shava between kesef and bia is the konin ba'alma. Say malat tzara shava shebehem shekein hanah samar maruba. Like we said before, there's a lot of hanah. There's a lot of hanah, so then there's no, that doesn't apply to the shtar. So he says, right, it doesn't apply to the chuppah. So Gemara says, okay, no. So shtar yochiach, you shtar, mal shtar shekein motzi b'vas Yisrael. You have a shtar that shows that you can divorce by get. You can use a get, and therefore we said yotzav ha'isos, you can be mekadeshes b'tzah shtar. So we say, oh, kesef will be a yochichu because din lo rizeh, shat shav behen, right? Kesef shtar be a konim ba'alma. The Konin Khan, Kesef Shtar and Bia have a Kinyan Ba'alma, and so too they have a Kinyan here. Afani Bichupah, Shekona Ba'alma, and can be Kona on other din, so too should be Kona Khan here. So it says, no. Mala Tzashav Shebehem, by all those, Kesef Shtar and Bia, Shekain Yishnan Bal Karcha. There is a concept inside of them, there is a concept of Bal Karcha by all of them, but there's no Bal Karcha by Chupah, so you can't learn it. So the Gemara says, okay. You, according to Rav Huna, who says that Chuppah is Kone and Mekadeshes, what's he going to answer? So he's going to say, this isn't an answer, because he's going to say, Kesef Mia B'Ishus Lo Ashecha Mar Karcha. Kesef, you don't have any place by Ishus that's done Bal Karcha. You only have it by Oman Avriya. You don't have it by anywhere else. Kesef by Ishus is not Bal Karcha. So therefore, the Tzad HaShavash HaBehen is going to be that they're Kone Ba'alma, so too Chuppah is going to be Kone Ba'alma, and therefore he can learn out that Chuppah is Mekadeshes. So Amar Rava says, wait a second, I have two questions on you, Rav Huna. Okay, what are the two questions? Number one, state shuvas bedaber. Chada, the Mishnah says, isha niknesh b'sholosh drachim, right? It's b'sholosh tnan, v'ilu abra lo tnan. It doesn't say four. The Mishnah is specific. It says three, not four. And we learned out, what's the three? L'mut e'chuppah. So what are you coming here and telling me, it's four. It's only three. And he says, number two, v'od klum, I think this may be, Rava may be asking my question, or Rabbi Miller's question. V'od klum, chuppah gomeres, ela alidei kedushin. Chuppah only works if it follows kedushin. So you're going to learn chuppah without kedushin from chuppah that has kedushin? Doesn't work. It's a building block. You can't have level two without level one. You can't skip level one. So the Gemara Abaye tries to answer for Rava. Amalei Abaye. I'll answer both questions. Ha dekamar to that which you said. Shalosh tnan ba'arba lo tnan. It says three. Doesn't say four. So milsa deksiva behedjakatani. Milsa loksiva behedjakatani. The Mishnah only wrote the things that are mufurish b'kra and are mufurish that they're rice that are in the psukim. Which goes back to the machlokas with the Rambam, whether or not whether all of them are written in the pasuk, right? Yeah, the Rambam wasn't sure. We said divrei sofrim. Okay, he says milsa deksiva behedjakatani, milsa loksiva behedjalokatani. Okay, so therefore it can be four. It doesn't necessarily be three. The only reason why it says three is because it writes the three that are mufurish akra. Chuppah is a limud, so therefore it does. It's not in the Mishnah, but it still can count. Aye, but the gamarta. What about you said that you need the building blocks, right? You had the gamarta klum chuppah gomeres al yedei kedushin. So he says no, Rav Huna nami hakamar. This is exactly what Rav Huna is saying. Uma kesef she'enu gomer after kesef. Take a case where you have kedusha kesef. A follow-up of kesef won't do anything. Ma kesef she'enu gomer after kesef. Nevertheless, it's kona. Step one, chuppah shegomeres chuppah which can follow up after stage one. Chuppah shegomeres after kesef enu din shetikne. It should do stage one as well. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara comes into the next thing. The Gemara says, okay, concept of Amira, of actually saying something. As of now, we've been learning what are the methods, what are the methods for Kiddushin? But besides the methods that you do, what has to be said? So who has to say what, and what has to be said? You say Arei HaMekudeshes, does it have to be said? So the machlokus with the Amidah has to be said by all three. Is it just by Kesef? Is Shtar, is it enough to be written in the Shtar? Or you have to say with the Shtar, Arei HaMekudeshes Li? And by the B also, does he have to say Arei HaMekudeshes Li B'Vi Azu? That's a machlokus, whether it applies to all three. Mustama, it does. But the question is now, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad. How do you do the Amira? Right? So Ketzad. So Bekesef, by Kesef, right? Bekesef, Bekesef, Nasan La. The man has to give the woman Kesef or Shava Kesef. He has to give her something of value. The Amar La, and he has to say to her, Hare At Mekudeshes Li. You say, you are Mekudesh to me. Or you can say, Hare At Mekudeshes Li. You can say, Hare At Li Li Into, you are to me like a wife. Hare Zo Mekudeshes. In these cases, she's Mekudeshes. He gives, and he says, Aval, he should not know. If she gives the money, the Amra he, and then she says, Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha, I am now Mekudeshes to you. Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha, Hareini Lecha Le'itnu, I now your wife. Ain Mekudeshes, that doesn't work. It has to be him. He has to be Poel over there. He has to say it. So Maskif La Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, ask a question. There seems to be a different steer in the Brisa from the Diyukim that you can make in the Brisa. Taima, the reason why he's Mekudesh, she's Mekudesh in the first case is, the Nasan Hu, the Amra Hu. He has to say both. He has to give and say. Ha, but the diak is ha nasan hu. If he gives the amrahi and she says ain mikudeshes, that's the diak. He has to do both. But look at the seifa, ain seifa avalhisha nasan lo v'amrahi. She does both. She gives and she says. That's lo havikadushin. Then you can make a diak taima the nasanahi v'amrahi that she did both. Ha nasan hu v'amrahi. But if he gives and she does the amira, havu kedushin. That would be kedushin. That's the diak. So you have opposite diukim from the ration of the seifa of the brisa. So the gemara says no. Reisha dafka. The ratio is dafka. The diuk that you make in the ratio is the right diuk, right? And that's the halacha. But the seifa, when you made the diuk that he can give and she can say, that's kidei naspa. That was just written, you know, haphazardly, so to speak, because really, to follow the syntax, I guess, of the ratio. But really, in that case, it's no good. You don't have to do that. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Kedei Naspa usually means things that you just written along the side. Kedei Naspa never means that you actually, the Mishnah went out of its way to write something which is complete stira. We got Rashi says, V'tana Seifa Milsa, right, the Gemara says, V'tana Seifa Milsa, the Sussal of the Reisha, is the Brisa going to be written in a way that the Reisha is going to actually be Soser the Seifa? You don't have that. Rashi says, Bitmiya, V'chi Arminim B'chol Duchta Kedei Naspa, that's Midi Lo Itzdrich L'misne V'tani B'chdi. That's just things that you didn't have to write. Kedei Naspa, they added it in. But it doesn't have to be there. But never do you find a case about Sefer the Sussra L'Reisha L'Tani Tana. Tana's not going to write. You can't say Kedei Naspa when there's a stira from one line to the next line. That doesn't work. So Gemara says, okay, this is how you have to interpret the Brisa. El Hakik Amar. This is how you mafaris the Brisa. Nasan Hu. Right? He gives her the money. The Amar Hu. And he says Hareyat Mekudeshes. That's Pshita the Habakedushin. There's no. You don't have to say that. That's Pasha. That's Kedushin. Nasan Hu. If he gives the money, v'amrahi, and she says, Hareini Mekudeshes Lach, Nasa Kemisha Nasnahi v'amrahi, v'lo havi Kedushin. That is if she did the whole thing, and it's not considered Kedushin. Okay, that's how they interpret that line. The Gemara has another way to interpret it. V'bayis Ema, Nasanhu, right? He gives the money, v'amrahu, and he says, Hareini Mekudeshes Li, then Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. Sefer comes along and says, Nasnahi v'amrahi, ain't a Mekudeshes. That's not Mekudeshes. There's no, so what's now? But the Diyuk case that you have from either one, of Nasan Hu, the Amrahi, we say Sveikahi. That's a Suffolk. We don't know what the din is over there. The Chayshina Mi the Rabbanan. And we have a Chash the Rabbanan, a Koshish that she can't marry anybody else until she gets a get. So if we show them, what do you mean? Sveikahi, the Chayshina Mi the Rabbanan. It's a Sveikah Dorais over here. There's Din Dorais, whether she's Mekudeshes, whether this is a valid Kedushin. So what do you mean, the Chayshina Mi the Rabbanan? So some say the Meir brings down that this is a source for this is a raya for the Rambam who says that Sveka de Raisa is your Machmir Sveka de Raisa lechumra is only din drabanan. But others give up. Duran says that really this is a choshesh midrabanan, chash midrabanan, because by the Sveka de Raisa we keep it with her chazak. Her chazak is that she's a pnuya until we prove otherwise. So it's only Sveka de Rabanan that allows us to say that she's Suffolk Mekudeshes. So we had the Gemara discussed here that there's a mirror in Kedushin. They took it as a given. Takes it as a given, But who says you need an Amira? Where do we learn out that you actually need the Amira? So from Rashi, and it's more meduyak in the Tosos Rid, if you look at the Rashi says all the place, it says he says in like Divrei Maskav Amar he the dummy latikach isha, and then it says Hachika Amar, the last lines it says Ve'en Mekudesh to be inon ki yikach ish. And Tosos Rid says the same thing, is that the Amira is part of the Lakifa. The man has to do ki yikach ish. It's part of the process. You have to do the maisa, you have to do the Amira. It's all part of ki yikach ish. But that's completely different. On our page, we have the Tosas Riyazakin. So he has, it's all on the page, and he adds some things that are fantastic. He says, on the first wide line, in the middle, it says, Nasan hua kesef, doma lechi yikach. So he says, goes to the second wide line. Okay, he says, It says dafka. Second wide line on the Tosfos Riyazakin says dafka heicha de'ena medaber imal iske kedusheha shehu tzarich lo maharei mukudeshes li levar shakesef nasan labatoris kedushin. It says the only time you have to say the lashon of harei mukudeshes is if you're not dealing with the inyan of kedushin. You're not discussing. You're not usuf but also inyan. And we're just talking about the games yesterday, and you give her money. So then you have to explain harei mukudeshes bekesef zu. But if you're actually talking about inyan kedushin and you give her money, you don't need to say, you don't need the Amira according to Tosfos Riyazakin. So what's the lamed of Tosfos Riyazakin? He says that the Amira is merely a clarification. Just a clarification for what needs to be done. There's no need for a clarification. There's no need for clarification because you're also for that inyan, you don't need the Amira. So it's only needed for a situation that requires clarification. So if you're also for the also inyan, there's no need for the Amira. So now, using these two limudim, one of Rashi and Tosfos Riyazakin, and one of Tosfos Riyazakin, let's explain the suffix that we just had in the Gemara. So the suffix was, what was the last case was again? Nasan hu v'amrahi. Right? Nasan hu v'amrahi, we say sveka. So nasan hu v'amrahi. So the suffix according to Rashi is, I guess you have to say, is that can you bifurcate the requirements of Kiddusha? Can he and she say it? Can you make that bifurcation? And that may also be a suffix on the Gemara brought down three cases. It never brought down the fourth case. The fourth case was Nasnahiva Amrahu. She gave and he said. The Gemara doesn't bring down the case. According to the Rashi, it makes sense. It's the same suffix. Can you bifurcate the two things? But if you have, if according to Tosfos Riyazakin, the whole thing is clarification. So let's meet with dealing with a case where we're not sure what's going on. And what happens? It's Nasnahi, right? It's Nasnahu Amrahi. So the suffix, according to Tosfos Riyazakin, is can she make the clarification? And she made the clarification. So then, what about the fourth case that wasn't brought down? The fourth case is, again, Nasnahi v'amrahu. I think you would say, if Nasnahi v'amrahu, according to Tosfos Riyazakin, of course it wouldn't work. Because what's being clarified? He's clarifying her Maisa Kedushin. So of course, that's why you don't have to bring it down, according to Tosfos Riyazakin. According to Rashi, you don't have to bring it down because it's the same suffix. According to Tosfos Riyazakin, you don't have to bring it down because it's clear that that's the halacha, because what we end up clarifying is her own Maisa Kedushin. That's what I think. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go on to another sugya that we have some familiarity with from the Dharm, the concept of yados. Again, yados means ambiguous language. We're not certain what the language means. It's ambiguous language, but it's noted to one side to mean one thing. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, right? Be kiddushin. When you have kiddushin, nasan la kesef b'shava kesef. If you gave your kesef b'shava kesef, amar lo, you say hare at mikudeshes. You are mikudeshes. Doesn't say the word li, right? Gersi, we have is he doesn't say li. Or he says, Hareya milresas, Hareya li itnu, Hare zu mikudeshes. In these cases, she's mikudeshes, the lashon is sufficient. But if he says, Hareini isheich, I am now your husband, or Hareini ba'alech, or I am now your ba'al, Hareini arusech, I am now betrothed to you, inkan beis mechush. There's no suffix gerishin at all, because he didn't say anything. Because what he does, what he basically says, it says, Rashi says, the ki yikach siv velo she yikach atzmalah. He can't give himself to her. He has to take her to him. If he says, I am now your husband, he's giving himself to her. That's no good. And Shmuel continues, the chayim begerishin, so too by gerishin, nasin lo, he gives her the get, v'amr lo, and says to her, hareyat mushlachas, you were hereby sent away, hareyat migureshes, hareyat muteres l'chaladam, then harezo migureshes. That works. But if he says, eni yishech, I am no longer your husband, any baleich, I'm no longer your baal. Any ruseich, I'm no longer betrothed to you. Ain kam beis meshach, again, because he has to separate, he has to send her away. V'shilchah, he has to send her away. He can't be sending himself away. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Papa says to Abaye, lemeimra, is this to teach us the Sabar Shmuel, Yadayim she'ein mochichos habi Yadayim, that Yadayim that aren't clear are considered Yadayim. Again, there's a concept of Yad, Yad mochichos, which is clear what this ambiguous language says, and then there's Yadayim she'ein mochichos, which is even a lower level. You have actually no idea what this ambiguous language says. So here we're saying that Yadayim she'ein mochichos habi Yadayim, because he says Harei at mikudeshes. He doesn't say li. So it's not Yadayim mochichos. So it's not clear that it's Mukadesh's li. I could be a shliach and say Harei Mukadesh was a David. It's not clear. It's ambiguous language. Harei Mukadesh.
Is it obvious that once he gives a kesef and he says it, it's kind of...
No, because when you give a shlichus, I walk up to somebody, I give her kesef, I say Harei Mukadesh's with Joe. So it's just the one word makes all the difference in the world. Again, maybe Osuka Oso Inyun, it might be a different story. I think that could be right. But maybe just out of the blue, he just walks up and says Harei Mukadesh's to whom? He didn't say it to anybody yet. So you see from here that Shmuel holds that Yadayim She'en Mochivas are considered Yadayim, and therefore, I hear you, Yadayim She'en Mochivas are considered Yadayim, and therefore, and are considered Yadayim, and it would work. But he goes, that doesn't make sense. V'hatnan, we have a Mishnah in Nazir. Ha'omer Hayei. Someone says, Ehei. Just like, Hey, Ehei. Right, me too. Harei's a Nazir. That's considered a Nazir. V'avidam ba. And we asked over there, Why is it the zero schal? But Dilma Ehei B'tainis. Maybe he's saying Ehei, I should fast. What does Ehei mean? Nazir. Maybe Ehei B'tainis Kamar. But Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel answers, V'hu Shai Nazir over Lefanov. No, that's a case that's clear because a Nazir is walking in front of him. He says Ehei. So therefore, you see that it works, right? So Taima the Nazir over Lefanov. According to Shmuel, the only reason why it works is because a Nazir is over Lefanov. Halav Hachi Lo. But had a Nazir not be walking in front of him, it would not have been a Nazir. So you have a Yadayim She'en Mochichos over there also, and Shmuel says, you have to make it clear. So in Nazir, it seems like Shmuel holds Yadayim She'en Mochichos, lo have a Yadayim. And here, he seems to be saying Yadayim She'en Mochichos are Yadayim. So Gemara says, no. The way that we have the Nazir is correct. Hacha b'mayaskinon, the Amar Li. Where the guy says, Harei Mekudeshes Li. So it's not even Yadayim at all. It's complete, it's clear. So he holds Yadayim She'en Mochichos are not considered Yadayim, and that's why in Nazir, you have to have it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. E hachi, if we're dealing with a case where he says, Harei Mekudeshes Li, Makamashmalan, what he's teaching us, right? We know Harei Mekudeshes Li is Val Lashon. What's Shmuel coming to add? So the Gemara says, not Lishna Basrai Kamashmalan. He's teaching us the last cases where he says Ein Beis Meichush, where he said he says Hareini Baalech, Hareini Useich, Ein Kam Beis Meichush. In those cases where he takes himself to her, right? Kamashmalan Hachaksiv. It has to be a lashon where, by kedushin, where he's bringing her in, not where he's taking himself out. And by gerushin, it has to be a lashon where he's sending her out, and not where he's bringing, where he's sending himself out. So, this happens to be from our sugi. It seems to hear the maskana is that Shmuel says that yadayim she'ein mochichos lo haba yadayim. So Gemara asks, based on the Tosos asks, Tosos Dimaska Hacha says. The Tema, the Bereish Nedarim, we have a case of Omer HaOmer LeChaberim, Odrani Mimcha, Mufushani Mimcha, Murchani Mimcha, She'eni Ochel, She'eni Toim, right? And Shmuel says, Omer Shmuel Kulan, Atche Yomer, She'eni Ochel. And Shmuel says, you have to be clear. You have a case of Yadayim She'en Lochichos, and Yehuda says, you have to be Lochichos, and he says, Tosho says that over there, he's only explaining according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Mashmah, according to Shmuel, Yadayim She'en Lochichos are Yadayim. We just said over here, we prove Yadayim She'en Lochichos are not Yadayim. So Tosho says, and Amar Av says, like we said before. He says there's three different levels according to Shmuel. There's Yadayim She'en Mochichos, and Yadayim She'en Mochichos Klal. So by Yadayim and Yadayim She'en Mochichos, Shmuel holds it is good lashon. But Yadayim She'en Mochichos Klal, right? Then Vadek Amar Shmuel lo have a Yadayim. But by Nedarim, it's a little bit Mochichos. I have to give some lumbus at how that works. But instead of just two levels of Yadayim She'en Mochichos, Yed Yadayim, Yadayim She'en Mochichos, which Shmuel will now hold that those are both good, and Yadayim She'en Mochichos Klal at all, that Shmuel will agree are not considered Yadayim. And in our case, it's Yadayim She'en Mochichos Klal, because Tosfos says, Harei Mekudeshes could mean to anybody else in the world, it could be a Shlichos, it doesn't necessarily mean to this person. Okay, everyone have a good day, and have a good Yontif.